Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The drive is live.
That's right. The drive is live. I'm just letting you know at some point Tyler's probably going to snap. There was an aggressive text message from Tyler that went to the group chat that was aggressive. And
He ain't wrong.
I wanted to just pat him on his back, man. As I say to him, man, just let it out. Just let it out, man.
Well, the Aggies won, so he's going to be all right.
Only thing keeping me sane.
If the Aggies would have lost, the Jordan ankle and the Texans fourth quarter would have really did him in. But the Aggies won, so I think he's probably going to be okay.
I ain't going to lie to you. I don't think Tyler was thinking about them damn Aggies one bit when he fired off that message. I mean, he was.
No, you are correct. You are correct. No way.
He was smoking. And Tyler, and again, he's going to snap. Tyler is, I think a lot of people are moving to this. There are things that the organization and people within the organization do that when things are going well, they're okay. Cool, whatever. But when things go bad, those things turn into annoying as hell and piss you off. And I believe Tyler has reached that with some members of the Texans that now they do things and they say things and just set them off.
It's a new era, man. New era in Houston football, you know. New uniforms, real fancy. The return to H-Town blue. The head coach hired everybody wanted. You think at some points you got your franchise quarterback. It's a new era. Don't ask me about the O-line. New era. We're on to bigger and better things, baby. We're not quite there on the field, but don't worry about that. Don't freaking worry about that. This is a new era. The Texans are different. BS. Same stuff on the gridiron you see every year with this team. Same stuff year in, year out. And my fandom for these Houston Texans cannot take much more of it.
Part that I'm really impressed by, and he's really smoking hot. If you're on YouTube and Twitch, you can see him. What shirt is that? He didn't even come Houston today, did he? No, the hell with it.
Nah. It's some kind of
angry like a Wolverine, bro. Yeah,
there you is go. That a Wolverine?
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Logan, huh? I got you.
Yeah.
The best part is he said gridiron. Usually when you're as pissed off as Tyler is, to reach for when you have field, to reach for gridiron,
Yeah.
That is great poise.
That wasn't odd. Yeah. But jeez!
It's like someone saying pigskin instead of football when they're really pissed that they roll into that. I think we might have to hear from the people a little bit later on today. Great last week. Maybe in the 3 o'clock hour.
The calls last night in the postgame were tremendous as well.
Yeah, I caught a couple of – again, yeah, Sheldon Rankins, he was really good, like thoughtful. You know, in a game, and I'm sure you know this, years of doing it, in a game like that, you know, these cats don't want any parts of it. They don't want to be in there on the phone. He was thoughtful, really, really good yesterday. So that's Marconi worthy. All right, Clint, there's a lot. A lot from last night. You did the post-game show. You heard everything, saw everything. What are you thinking? What's on your mind? What's the takeaway, however you want to go right now from this team?
Well, I think the game, you know, there was from a game perspective, I think there's a 30,000 foot view and there's digging into certain points. I think for me, the game itself, we can split this six ways to Sunday, but the game itself, when you hand the way this team is built, the way this organization is built right now, and the way they've got to win ball games, if you hand this defense a 5-point lead with under 3 minutes to play, you have done your job. Whether that's you being the special teams or you being, I don't care if it's pick sixes or I don't care, however it may be, if you've got a 5-point lead, you know, over any opponent in football and you hand it over to this defense, you've got to win that game. If you're not, if this team is not going to win those kinds of games, then they're not going to win many games at all. I think that's the number one 30,000 foot view for me, Ron, is they ultimately were in position to win this game the way that they are designed to win the game and did not get it done. And if that's the case, this is going to be a long-ass season.
Yeah, yeah, that is – after everything that went down last night, they not a field goal, a touchdown, they had to hold them from with 204 left, 80 yards.
Got to go 80 yards and has got to score a touchdown to win it.
And they ran all the clock.
And they ran every bit of the clock out. Oh. And then the nail in the coffin to run the football from the 2 or 3 yard line, whatever it was, with 9 seconds left in the game, that is ridiculous level of confidence that they're going to get that ball in the end zone. I mean, you think about it, if there is a dog pile short of the goal line, you're going to have a hard time getting another playoff.
Yep.
Now you got a timeout. I get that, but I mean,
no fear.
That is no fear whatsoever. And so the way it all went down was soul snatching for Texans fans. For me as a Texans fan, because that's the way that I thought they were going to win this game. So we've watched two Texans games so far, and the offense, which is led by what is soon to be a $60 million a year man, face of the franchise, can't get the ball in the end zone against the Rams to win the game. And then you put it in the lap of this defense that's supposed to be a top three defense in this league that they have spent some serious money on and invested some big-time picks on. You put it in their lap with a 5-point lead under 3 minutes, and they can't get it done. It's a rough stretch of 2 weeks for this team. I think the 30,000-foot view is where you got to start with this. The other 30,000-foot view for me on the offensive side of the football, Ron, we can dig into layer over layer over layer and talk about the post-game stuff. But for me, the frustrating part or the concerning part is, Ron, it looks like we've played the Rams and we've played the Bucs, right? We're talking about two teams that their quarterbacks have a lot of experience. Their head coaches have a lot of experience. They've both got a lot of talent on the offensive side of the football. It seems like they've got a plan in critical situations. And that plan is not to depend on a third string back to pass protect. That plan is not to depend on a third string back in shotgun from the one for three snaps.
That, sure hope not.
It seems to me like offensively there's a severe lack of identity. There is grasping for straws in critical moments, like very curious decisions being made in critical moments just from a personnel perspective. We're not even getting into shifts and movements and Nico and Dalton Schultz and all this kind of stuff. You know, just the There's some very interesting, what I would say appears to be overwhelming grasping at for straws in critical moments of monster games, and we're only two in. So I think those are the two on each side of the football, 30,000-foot views that have to be discussed.
Yeah, I think all of those are fair. By the way, you can hear, we'll allow you to hear both D'Amico. D'Amico spoke earlier today on In the Loop. We'll let you hear what he had to say at 4:40, and C.J. Stroud coming up at the bottom of the hour. We'll look at his grade coming up, but we'll also hear what he had to say, because you could tell, man, it was fresh, and he had some things to say in the postgame show that if you missed it late last night, we want you to be able to hear in full. But, Clint, I think all of those are very, very fair. But, you know, some people accuse me of being a little bit more messy. And I don't mean to be messy. I just have to be honest.
What I
kind of see. And I know you were doing the post-game show and you listened to all the pressers. You heard things.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's nothing. Feels like to me it's something. But this is the second straight week where it feels like C.J. Stroud and D'Amico.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Brides are not on the same page. This is the second straight week where it feels like there is, like, before it was like those two are tight. Then last week, we're lollygagging from CJ. Practice. We didn't have a great week of practice. Then we get back to D'Amico. He speaks the next day, and as Tyler pointed out, I seemed a little bit sarcastic with his comment about lollygagging. And then he went into and saying, hey, who's your Azeez Alshire on the offense? Who's your leader on the offense? It's a group effort.
The lollygagging.
And then again, he went with it and he said, no, ultimately it's me. I'm the one who's supposed to bypass C.J. Stroud. And didn't seem to kind of agree with him on the poor practice. This week, had some communication issues, is what D'Amico said in the presser. And C.J. was asked about it himself. And he didn't feel like there was some communication issues. Said he was fine. And then D'Amico later was asked, and I'll play this here for you. D'Amico later was asked about, what happened down on the fourth and goal that they weren't able to get. Those plays down there, those set of plays. This is what he had to say about what happened there. And he doesn't say CJ, but this is the only person he could be talking about.
I would have to look at the film to see actually what went wrong. And I saw the run that didn't work. We didn't have any space. We didn't move anybody off the line of scrimmage is what I saw. So I was getting hit in the backfield. And so went to try to throw the ball. Thought we had some matchups. I thought we had an opportunity to hit Nico in the corner there. Ball was out of bounds.
You know, we've not really, like, those two have always seemed like they were tight.
Simpatico.
Yes, and there was, like, both of them had. Now, hey, man, we might wink, wink, blame, the offensive line, wink, wink, blame Bobby, other things, but not. It just seems like something's off between those two, and we're not hearing the same. Something's off between those two. It may not be a big deal. Maybe I'm making something. Maybe I'm being messy, but something feels off these first 2 weeks between those two.
I don't think there's any doubt, Ron, that the dynamic between D'Amico Ryans and C.J. Stroud has shifted significantly. I don't think there's any doubt whatsoever. Now the question is this CJ feeling like, hey man, it's a contract year. You've given me two first-time play callers that have in one way or another not been as supportive as I feel like they should be. And now I'm getting told that I need to go out there, me and my team need to go out there and execute better. But once again, we got a guy on the ones and twos that you hired that doesn't seem to have this thing figured out and doesn't have the ability to put us in position to play to our strengths. You know, is it that kind of dynamic where CJ's like, no, hold on now. I've been listening to this bull crap about we got to you know, execute for a year plus now. It's a little bit more than that. Like, is CJ bucking back? Or is this a scenario where D'Amico is taking the kid gloves off? It's year three.
Maybe.
Hey, we've done this. We brought you along. We've done this thing. We've protected you. Now it's time to let you get out there and take the bull by the horns and figure this thing out yourself. I don't know which one it is. It sure seems like the first one I mentioned. It sure seems like there's some friction. It sure seems like there is some disagreement, the way they see things and the way they view what needs to happen to get this offense rolling. And I'll be honest with you, I'm with CJ here. I'm with CJ on this one. I don't like the way that D'Amico is handling this. I don't like that we got to execute better.
Shift? I mean, it's a clear shift.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building. Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
What I miss most about New York City, I miss the life, I miss the culture, and just stuff to do, just stuff.
I miss being able to walk everywhere. I miss the bodegas. I miss everything about New York.
I miss everything. I miss the city, big time.
Let me know you get this. Love you, bye.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.